I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm continuing the morning music program. Town Ride, written by Malvina Reynolds. I reckon that was a beaut recording of it by the Seekers, don't you?
If it's really love that found its way here, oh, how am I to know? Will it linger? Can it be that love has come to stay here?
The question posed by Rosemary Clooney was, how am I to know? Well, it was actually posed by the lyric writer, Dorothy Parker, who collaborated with Jack King in 1929 to write the song. Rosemary Clooney recorded it in 1960, accompanied by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. I was looking for a recording of 1 o'clock Jump, a composition of the band leader Count Basie, and I found one, an Australian recording. I hope you like it. Basie's composition, 1 o'clock Jump, played by the orchestra of Abe Romaine, a recording made in Sydney in the early 1940s. So the trumpet solo was by Wally Norman.
Young warm and wonderful, you are all I dreamed you'd be. Dreams that seem improbable and wonderful. At last you're here, my love, and love is mine.
Another you, I would shed a million tears if ever we were through. Never in a million moons could you ever be surpassed. And darling, for a million Junes, this love of ours will last. There would be no world for me if ever we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years. We would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. Or only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years. Never in a million years.
Bing Crosby was accompanied by the orchestra of Jimmy Dorsey in that recording of Never in a Million Years, written in 1937 by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel for Alice Faye to sing in a motion picture. And before that, Tony Bennett sang Young and Warm and Wonderful, written by Hy Sarrett and Louis Silver.
Thank you.
Written by Joe Garland and arranged by Eddie Durham for the Glenn Miller Orchestra to record it in 1939.
Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with A, B, C. When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. All right, I'll make it easier for you. Listen. Do, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to Do. Oh, 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 Do, a deer. A female deer.
Do.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Ray.
Me, a name I call myself.
Me.
Far, a long, long way to run. So.
A needle pulling thread.
La.
A note to follow so.
Tea.
A drink with jam and bread.
That will bring us back to
Do. A deer. A female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Me,
a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread.
Love,
a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to Do. A deer, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. Love, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to Do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Do, re, mi. Sung by June Ronhill and the Williams Singers and the orchestra conducted by Michael Collins. And that, of course, was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II for The Sound of Music, Do, Re, Mi. Normally, each week at about this time in my program, I play a recording by a singer of renown, a singer who might not normally be included in my program. This week it's an American tenor, Richard Crooks. Born in 1900, his operatic debut was in Germany in 1927, and then he became the leading singer at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, particularly in the 1930s. He performed in Australia, interestingly, in 1936. He became a radio host in the USA, and he retired because of health problems in 1949. Enjoy this wonderful recording by my singer of renown, Richard Crooks.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the with the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill, as the shadow of a cross
you enjoyed that recording as much as I did. My singer of renown for this week, the American tenor Richard Crooks. The Holy City, written by Fred Weatherly and Stephen Adams.
Oh, great mystery of life, at last I found thee. Oh,
MacDonald and Nelson Eddy sang Our Sweet Mystery of Life, a composition of Victor Herbert for the operetta Naughty Marietta. Wistful and Blue, recorded in 1926 by Paul Whiteman's orchestra with vocals by Bing Crosby and Al Rinker, written by Ruth Etting and Julian Davidson.
Once in the dear dead days beyond recall, when on the world the mists began to fall, out of the dreams that rose in happy throng, lo, to our hearts love sang an old sweet song.
And in the dusk where fell the firelight gleam,
softly it wove itself into
Yeah.
when life's dim shadows fall. Love will be found, the sweetest song of all. Just a song.
It was a recording made in 1940 by Webster Booth and Anne Ziegler. Love's Old Sweet Song, music by the Irish composer James Molloy, lyrics by Clifton Bingham. We're getting a few duets. Here's yet another one.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you who could make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I am love, I can make it. Once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
I can see all obstacles in my way.
That was Johnny Nash in 1972, I Can See Clearly Now. Before that, we heard For Once in My Life, Tony Bennett and Stevie Wonder.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? For thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my for loving you.
Crazy, written by Willie Nelson, sung by Patsy Cline and the Jordanaires. I can't remember when I last played a Patsy Cline recording in my program.
Thank you. put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go.
He'll Have to Go. Written by Joe and Audrey Allison, sung by Jim Reeves. Time for me to say au revoir. Hope you've enjoyed the program. Gave you a couple of opportunities to brush up on your French, didn't I? Oh, mine's pretty rusty. Oh, golly. But, yes, hope you enjoy the program, particularly my singer of renown, that recording by Richard Crooks of the Holy City.